Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Dawn B. and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Southern California. Today's Tuesday, April 1st, 2025, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we're reading from the Big Book and we're on page 87, that second paragraph, if circumstances warrant, through one paragraph ending, make use of what they offer. And we'll be commenting on this one paragraph today. Today's readers, 12 Steps, Audrey C., 12 Traditions, Mary P., readers of the text, Anne S.C.H., Dana P., and Becca R. The reference number for Monday, March 31st, 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 22,301. That's 22301. And for this morning, Tuesday, April 1st, 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, the reference number is 22,303. That's 22303. Our newcomer greeter this morning is Chanel T., and Robin P. will do the announcements. Thank you to everyone providing service for this meeting. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. I'll now ask Audrey C. to read the 12 steps of OA.
Good morning. May I be heard?
You sure can.
Okay. Audrey, compulsive overeater, recovered by the grace of God. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6. Were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7. Humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for letting me do service.
Thank you so much, Audrey C. I'll now ask Mary P. to read the 12 traditions of OA.
Thank you, Dawn. This is Mary P. in Austin, Texas, and these are the 12 traditions. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating. Each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thanks for letting me be of service this morning, and I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Mary P. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There's no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book, and we're on page 87, the second paragraph. If through one paragraph ending, make use of what they offer. And we'll be commenting on this paragraph today. I'll now ask Ann SCH to read and then share with us. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Dawn. Good morning, everybody. This is Ann SCH calling in from BC, Canada. I'm a compulsive overeater and recovered by the grace of God. If circumstances warrant, we ask our wives or friends to join us in morning meditation. If we belong to a religious denomination which requires a definite morning devotion, we attend to that also. If not members of religious bodies, we sometimes select and memorize a few set prayers which emphasize the principles we have been discussing. There are many helpful books also. Suggestions about these may be obtained from one's priest, minister, or rabbi. Be quick to see where religious people are right. Make use of what they offer. So, in reading this paragraph, it represents a freedom, a spiritual freedom, to go to the places that I know as a compulsive overeater and in wanting to live out my recovery in steps 10, 11, and 12. As it gives me a guideline, clearly detailed in the Big Book, but also too, there's a freedom in this passage as well, particularly in the last few sentences at the end. It's got three ifs: if circumstances, if we belong, if not members of a religious body. And there's all that, there's within that is our directions. If I ever am feeling that I'm lost somehow or needing to reconnect with God, it's in those passages, in those the very clear directions. But for me, the freedom in this passage is there are many helpful books also, because it tells me I can go to 66 books that are contained in one volume, and that is Scripture. And that in that place, I've learned from priests ministers, and rabbis about how to read scriptures in such a way that I get revelation of what God is saying to me and what he is meaning, what he is meant by whatever he is saying. So it's very clear, just like the big book is clear. And that is where I get closer to him. I find my place within him. Also as part of that process for me in that morning meditation, which I quite often do sometimes with people that I'm in communion with over long periods of time, especially during the season of Easter. But in this meditation, I can also, God also gives me visualizations and shows me secret places in my heart. It's like the vision we have and vision for you, God gives us that vision inside us, our heart. And it also gives me freedom because I'm within him and he is within me to dream about the things of God, to dream about what he wants for me, to dream about what I want for myself and to talk to him, but also to hear his plans, his purposes, his vision, and his goodwill for my life. And I believe that that is what this passage is about, is giving us a doorway into seeing what God's vision is for us in terms of our daily morning meditation with God. And with that, I pass.
Thank you so much, NSCH. And I'm now going to take the names of people who would like to share on this paragraph. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So who would like to share with us?
Freya H.
Did I hear Elaine B?
Freya
W.
Oh, Freya H.
Becca
and,
R.
Okay, I hear... Okay, hold on 1 second here. I got you, Bruce. Okay, there was a voice. There was a voice after Freya H that I missed at the same, kind of
Tina,
at the same time.
Tina
Who
W.
That? Tina W.
Tina
Thank
W.
you. Thank you so much. Oh, I have Freya H, Tina W, Becca R, Bruce E, and who else? Okay, very good. Let's go with Freya H, followed by Tina W. And thank you, Freya. Go ahead and share with us, and please let us know where you're calling from.
Thank you so much. My name is Freya H, and I am calling from Colorado. I'm a very grateful compulsive eater, bulimic, and restrictor. Thank you for the lead share. I love this paragraph. This is not a religious program, but that doesn't mean that we can't make use of all of the valuable things that are offered in the realms of religion. And I would expand that to spirituality in general, and I would also expand that to like all of the different approaches to these steps. You know, that we, this is what this passage is saying to me is that I get to look around and I get to find God everywhere. And I do, you know, that's the amazing part, where it talks about be quick to see where religious people or spiritual people or just whatever other resources are there, make use of what they offer. There's so many resources available for me. And when I go through these steps, I become open-minded to that stuff. I discovered that I had a lot, my default way of approaching the world was just with a lot of judgment, criticism, skepticism, closed-mindedness, and like a lot of self-centeredness. And when I go through these steps, I get to start seeing the world from a different angle, and I start seeing God in all of those things that I judged. There's a line that talks about, you know, we basically threw the baby out with the bathwater. Like I saw, oh, this world is so corrupt, and so there can't be anything good. And I wasn't looking for the good, and I didn't see it. And now I look around and I see God everywhere. I do you know, I have a meditation app where I do guided meditations, and all kinds of stuff comes up. And sometimes it resonates and sometimes it doesn't. But I am seeking to see God. I'm seeking to hear God rather than seeking to judge and condemn. So just the way that the world opens up is so amazing. And it doesn't have to be religious, but I can see, yeah, I'll keep it at that. Just that when I am looking for it, I can see God everywhere. And thank you so much for thanks for the opportunity. I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Freya H. from Colorado. Tina W., it's your turn to share, followed by Becca R. Star one, Tina.
Sorry about that. I came into the rooms as a 35-year-old desperate woman who had two children who thought she was going to die. I had no clue there even was a higher power, and personally was raised in a home where I was told people who depended on God were weak and they needed it for a crutch, and we never went anywhere. We never went to church. I didn't know what religion my parents were, and they had a very existentialist type of atheistic view of the spirit realm. And so I didn't even know about that, but I had an innate interest in it as a kid, and I was seeking the spirit realm. But my disconnect with my disease kept me from ever attaining any kind of knowledge, because that's what our disease does. And when I got abstinent right away, I knew that this, OA 12 and 12, I knew that this was the answer for me. I had been seeking and seeking. And the altruistic part of it was the part that really made me believe, because I didn't know anyone's last name and no one expected anything from me. This wasn't a Ponzi scheme. And so immediately my eyes were opened. I was like, I've been praying to this God. I've been asking for help. And now, you know, I'm making this dessert for my children, which I didn't have enough self-esteem to go buy it. And you might as well have had levitating beaters in front of me. This was a miracle. This was magic. This was whatever you want to call it. I had no reference for anything spiritual. So I was open, and having done the steps, I was a complete open slate, and I believed in all religions and all the people who came before me who found God and the people who just knew God. And I didn't throw away the baby with the bathwater. I heard someone say that. I didn't discount the forest for the trees. I started believing, and I was very interested in the spirit realm. And ever since then, I have been obsessed with it and wanting to know the deeper secret things that God can tell me personally. And if it happens to be things that other people have written, and I love reading God Calling, which is by two listeners written in the 1930s, that was used early on in the AA rooms. These two women that got together somewhere in England and would do two-way prayer, and they never wanted the book to be attributed to them or anything, and I find that to be very, very inspirational. I find that we can put limits to the spirit realm on ourselves, and sometimes our religions tell us that we can't hear from God personally, that would be prideful. But that's what the meat and potatoes of this 10th step is at the end of it, we ask God, what would you have me be? And then we hear from God personally, and another overeater who is connected to God, who has prayed that morning and they're living in recovery. So there's no limit to the spirit realm of this program, whatever way you can find it. So anyway, thanks for letting me share with that attempt.
Thank you so much, Tina W. And do you want to let us know where you're calling from so people can contact you if they'd like?
Sure, South Jersey.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. Becca R., it's your turn to share, followed by Bruce E. And if you happen to be just joining us, we're on page 87, that second paragraph. If circumstances warrant, through one paragraph ending, make use of what they offer. So Becca R., please share with us, followed by Bruce E.
Hey, good morning. It's Becca R., recovered compulsive overeater, anorexic and bulimic from Kentucky. I love this paragraph mostly because I'm a mom to young kids. And so often I'll think of this paragraph, except instead of wise, I think we invite our children to join us in the morning meditation because they often do. And I used to be so perfectionistic and think, oh my gosh, they're awake. I can't do this now. It's be zen and quiet and perfect. They're going to blow my candle out wanting to sing happy birthday. And what it was a fellow who shared that with me, you know, changed their lives to kids. And it's like, well, this is the whole reason that I've connected to God, is to let God emanate through all my relationships. And I realized it was just a selfish form of my of coming up when in that perfectionism. And so now when they wake up, I join them. Sometimes I'm on a Zoom meeting early. Sometimes I'm doing my reading and writing, but they're learning that that's a really important part of who mom is. And I remember as a kid watching my family do a religious thing on Sundays. And I'm really grateful that my kids get to see me connecting with my higher power, not just one day a week, but every single day. And so that's what came up, to invite those in. Yeah, I think that's all I have to share. Thanks, Dawn.
Thank you so much, Becca R. from Kentucky. Bruce E., it's your turn to share, and then I'll be taking a list of more names.
Thanks, Dawn. Thank you, everybody. Appreciate this call. I'm very grateful that I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Should really just say I'm grateful I'm a compulsive overeater, you know. Just being grateful that if I wasn't a compulsive overeater, I wouldn't have found my way to this meeting. So I'm grateful. So, I'm down in Sanibel, Florida. We ask our wives or friends to join us in a morning meditation. So I was doing that upon awakening. Let's look at the 24 hours ahead. I did that with two or three different guys every day for a number of years. And that was terrific. In fact, it went so good and it was such an impact on my life, I quit doing it. Need to go back and do it again. Need to find somebody that wants to do it with me. I pray with my wife every day. We've been doing that for 40 years since we got married in 86, 84, and 41 years, I think that is. And I think that's been wonderful. I don't know if it changed anybody else, but it sure changed me, you know. And I've probably been a little pushy on that with her a few times, but God can forgive me for that. For 38 years, I was an atheist, and I didn't believe in any of this stuff. And 12 steps, or I didn't believe in anything religious or anything. And when anybody ever mentioned anything religious, I just thought that was about the weirdest thing that ever happened. Heard, and I just got right away from them. And so finally, I got hit by lightning, and now I is one of those. Yeah, I is one of those now. Be quick to see where religious people are right. So I never accepted that before. I'm much, much more accepting of that now. Make use of what they have to offer. So, you know, for a big part of my life, you know, I'd hear somebody's going to church, or I'd hear they're doing this or doing that or whatever. And I thought, boy, are they ever wasting their time? You know, what a waste of time. I totally missed this. Of course, I'd never read this, but if I'd read it, I still would have missed it. Be quick to see where religious people are right. Yeah. Make use of what they have to offer. Yeah. And I do try to read some scripture, not often enough, but I try to read some. And that helps me, as well as this big book here. And going to these meetings is tremendous, too. Appreciate everybody's shares. Thanks, Dawn. and I pass.
Thank you so much, Bruce E. from Florida. And I'll now take a list of names of people who would like to share in this paragraph. We're talking about page 87, that second paragraph. If circumstances warrant, through one paragraph ending, make use of what they offer. So we do value your experience, but we ask that you please limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences as well. So who would like to share?
Julie P., Minnesota.
Okay, I heard Julie P., Minnesota, and was that Sherry?
Marcel F. from Canada.
Okay.
Jaylene B.
Okay, let's hold on here just one second because I want to make sure I get all of your very precious voices in there. I have Julie P., Sherry, was it Sherry M.?
Sherry H. M.
Sherry H. M., perfect.
Thank
and
you.
I have Marcel.
Yes.
Marcel from Florida.
Jennifer from Toronto.
Canada.
Oh, I'm sorry. Marcel F., I think, from Canada.
That's right.
Okay. Woohoo. And Gaylene B.
From Idaho.
Perfect.
Jennifer
and
from Toronto.
Jennifer. Jennifer from
Eagle F. from San Diego.
Who is that from San Diego?
Liesl F.
Liesl F. from California. Perfect. And who else? I have Julie P., Sherry, H.M., Marcel, Gaylene, Jennifer, Liesl. Anyone else? Wonderful.
Vanessa G.
Perfect. All right, fantastic, beautiful lineup. Julie P., please take us to your share, followed by Sherry H.M.
Good morning. This is Julie P. from Minnesota, currently in Southern Texas. Thank you, everybody, for your service, and I really want to welcome any newcomers if you're out there. We are so grateful that you have found us and joined us. I just wanted to share that a couple weeks ago in my two-way prayer, my higher power suggested that I ask my husband if it would be okay if we prayed each morning. And that is something new in our marriage. We have never done that before. And he said it would be okay. And I am so grateful because this big book has taught me the prayers that are appropriate for me to pray. And in the last 2 weeks, we have prayed almost every morning. And it is bringing an intimacy in my marriage that I have craved with my husband. And for that, I am so eternally grateful. And just really following, this is the first time through this book that I am following the directions of this book. And what a spiritual awakening. And thank you all for your service. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Julie P. from Minnesota. Sherry H.M., it's your turn to share, followed by Marcia. And please let us know where you're calling from, Sherry, if you would.
Good morning, everybody. This is Sherry H.M. from Washington State, gratefully recovered. Just wanted to share, I love to pray with my husband, too. It really is a wonderful gift when we can find someone who can do that with us. But today, when I was hanging out with God and before the meeting. So I got a terrible haircut yesterday, and usually I get lots of compliments on my hair, and, you know, it's really, it's been very sweet in that way. But, oh my gosh, I look like a squirrel that got run over by a Mack truck. So I was praying about all this, and God's telling me, oh, what about your friend so-and-so who has, you know, esophageal cancer? she has no hair, probably. How would that be for you? And, you know, it was just such a gift of, oh, my gosh, you know, changing that, oh, poor me, that can drive me into the arms of the refrigerator, into, oh, wow, I am so very blessed. So I love to hang out with God in the mornings, and usually miss like one or two days a year. Did that the other day, and I just didn't feel right. So thank you so much, and everybody have a wonderful day, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Sherry H.M. from Washington. Marcel F. from Canada, it's your turn to share, followed by Gaylene B.
Thank you, Dawn. This is Marcel F. from Manitoba, Canada. And I'm not privileged to be on the lines very often, but I'm just so delighted to be here today. I am a compulsive overeater, recovered today by God's grace, love, and mercy, one day at a time. I just love this section. It's part of the On Awakening that I read every morning. And what I love in there is always this neutrality that the big book has. And it just doesn't say you must be of this particular religion to belong here. Everyone belongs, and everyone has an opportunity to have their own definition of their higher power. And I also love that it gives us guidance, just like in where we can go looking if we don't know what to do, if we don't already have a connection with a higher power. And I've just, been privileged to find some beautiful meditations, and I just cherish the opportunity, the quiet mornings that I have to spend some hang out with God. And thank you to everyone who's sharing, everyone who's doing service. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Marcel F. from Canada. Gaylene B., it's your turn to share, followed by Jennifer. Star one, Gaylene.
Oh, can I be heard now? Sorry.
No worries. You sure can.
All right.
Go for it.
This is Gaylene B. calling from Idaho, recovering one day at a time. This was a great paragraph for me. I really thought a lot about the second sentence. If we belong to a religious denomination, which requires a definite morning devotion, we attend to that also. And I belong to a religious denomination that I feel very strongly and deeply about, that requires not just morning devotion, but other devotions throughout the week. And I have found that when I first got into recovery, it was all consuming for me. And I really, you know, I was going through the motions in my religion. No, I wouldn't say I was faithless, but my focus was really on this work, and I could not get abstinent. And 2 summers ago, I thought, well, Gaylene, you're not utilizing your scriptures. You're really not doing anything in your religion. And so I basically sat recovery down and started working more in my religious areas. And again, nothing, you know, I wasn't getting abstinent. I wasn't having the success that I wanted. And it wasn't until I meshed the two together and found that they meshed together beautifully. My religion tells me what to do, but I feel like the big book tells me how to do it. And I can't recover without both of them together in my life. And realizing that my higher power inspired the writing of this book. Our religion teaches, seek ye out of the best books. And this is one of the best books. And it feels almost like scripture to me. And when I put the two together and really went to God and said, all the plan of abstinence that I am trying, the ways of eating that I'm trying are not working. And he gave me one that was so, I'd never even heard of before. It was so unique. And I started doing it and it worked and I had success and I was able to reach a healthy body weight. And I just have such a strong conviction of how these two programs, both the, our Vision for You work and our religious work, really, really do go hand in hand and can make a beautiful, complete whole circle. For me, they did. Putting the principles of both together are really beautiful sister principles, and just really grateful for that learning and understanding that my higher power brought me to that. And with that, I'll pass, and thanks for letting me share today.
Thank you so much, Gaylene B. from Idaho. Jennifer, it's your turn to share from California, and please let me know your initial, if you would, followed by Liesl F.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, uh-huh.
So, hi, I'm Jennifer. I'm not from California. That's kind of funny. I'd love to be in California. but I am in Toronto in Canada. So that's funny. California.
Perfect. And what's your initial, you. Jennifer? I'm sorry. What's your initial?
Jennifer R.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thanks. So, hi, I'm Jennifer from Toronto, and I'm a compulsive overeater. This is my first time doing a meeting this way, and it's great. Thank you so much. I guess I just want to talk a little bit about my relationship, or really briefly about my relationship with my higher power and my sort of meditation and sort of connecting with a higher power. Somebody taught today, which I wasn't going to share, about asking God, you know, what would you have me be? And it sort of opened up a huge door for me. It's sort of like, for so long, it's like, God, this is what I want to be. And that was a really huge, you know, funny how you find little things everywhere. But I think, and I seem to like have a real connection and pray and meditate and just think about my higher power. And then something will happen, something will get in the way, and, you know, just life will get in the way, or something great might not happen, and I seem to get really angry and say, there is no higher power, there is no power greater than myself, there is nothing that I should be turning my life and my will over to, and then, of course, everything goes off the rails, and then I somehow find my way back, and I guess I want to, one day at a time, be able to stay connected with a higher power regardless of whatever's going on in my life. So yeah, this was a great meeting and I hope to keep coming back, and thanks everyone for being there.
Thank you so much, Jennifer R. from Canada.
Should I press star one again?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay.
Yep.
That unmutes me then, or that mutes me?
It does.
Okay,
it does.
Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you so much for sharing. All right. We have Lisa F. now. Your turn to share, followed by Vanessa G.
Hi, this is Liesl F. From California. Can I be heard?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Oh, perfect. I really like this passage in the book, so I decided to take it literally, and I haven't been raised in a church, but thanks to program I found God, and it's the most loving relationship I've ever had in my whole life. And so I decided to spend my Sundays shopping different religious institutions. So I used a set-aside prayer because I had a lot of judgments growing up about churches and different houses of worship, and I each Sunday I go to a new church or, you know, house of worship, and it's unbelievable. Even though I wasn't raised in a church, thanks to program, like, the messages, they make sense to me, and as fate would have it, 80% of the time they end up talking about recovery and addiction, and I love that what I'm learning, and that together, I just thought, wow, here's a group of people. Although I may think of my God differently than them. There's a whole room full of people that at least acknowledge there's something bigger than themselves out there. And then this particular place I went to, they all prayed for everybody else other than themselves. It was the most selfless act, and I just love that. They went through all these different, you know, people and institutions they were going to pray for, and it's just astounding. You know, the book is so correct. Be quick to see where religious people are correct. And in order to do that, I had to set aside everything I think I know about religion. And so it's so spiritually nourishing for me to do this exercise. Not only that, you know, in my recovery, it's been beautiful for me to even want to look becomingly. And so guess what? To go to church or wherever I'm going, I got to look becomingly. And but thanks to the program, I can now. And I also used to be afraid of people and places. And you know what? Thanks to recovery, I can do this. And so it's a great way to spend my Sunday. And I think about the messages. And I can't wait to see what other organizations are out there. And at the end of the day, I'm just so happy to have found God in my life. And I feel like it's life is just starting to make sense. And I also know that there's so much, it's so important to give back. And the lesson, you know, that I'm learning is we need to give back. And I look forward to serving others, and maybe this will give me more opportunity to volunteer, who knows, but I'm so grateful, and the big book is full of wisdom, so I'll pass. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Liesl F. from California. Vanessa G., it's your turn to share, and just a quick reminder, we're talking about page 87, that second paragraph, starting with if circumstances warrant, through one paragraph ending, make use of what they offer. So Vanessa G., please share with us.
Thank you, Dawn. Thank you, everybody who makes this meeting possible and everybody who's on the line. My name's Vanessa G., and I am a recovered compulsive overeater in New Mexico. You know, I grew up in what I think is a religious home, faithful home. I went to parochial school for 12 years of my life. And I am not certain that I was ever taught to wake up in the morning and connect with God, despite all of that religious upbringing. What I know is that for most of my life, until I got to recovery. Life was about jumping up in the morning and by total self-propulsion, getting ready and running out the door to either get to school, work, or whatever I had to do that day. There was absolutely no thought of turning my life over and my thoughts over to God. And this has been maybe one of the very first things I learned was to read the 11th step in the big book all the way through from upon awakening to the end of the chapter when I came to recover. And my sponsor had me do that immediately. And I have been doing it ever since, except for those periods of time when I've lost my connection to the higher power. And that's how I kind of can look back and see that this may have been the first thing that went. And I always have my sponsees do this. And if they have trouble doing it, then I do it with them. And probably for the past year, I've been doing it with one sponsee. And lately, there's four of us on the line that get together, my friends, sponsees, my fellows, just people who are like-minded. And we say, upon awakening, in the first person, in the form of a prayer, we spend some time in meditation on the St. Francis prayer from the AA 12 and 12. And then we read you know, OA daily readers. It doesn't take long. It takes maybe 15, 20 minutes at the most. And the four of us, I think, have found that doing it together makes it that much stronger. So I really appreciate this paragraph suggesting that we ask friends to join us. It's been really a good experience for me, an enlightening experience for me, and a new experience to do it with others. Thank you for letting me share. I really appreciate the fact that my life today is directed and given to a higher power. And you guys showed me how to do that. Thank you.
Thank you, Vanessa G. Oh, thanks so much, Vanessa G. from New Mexico. Well, we have time for one more share. Is there anyone who hasn't shared in the last couple days that would like to share with us?
Stephen G.
Stephen G. Take it away. Right. Thank you.
Thanks, Dawn. Thanks to everybody. This is Stephen G. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Toronto, Canada. For the newcomer that's listening, this is a spiritual program, not a religious program. And the program works if we believe in God or we don't believe in God. Program works whether we're part of a formal religion or we're not part of a formal religion. And we learn when we look at the chapter to the agnostic that the realm of the spirit, I think I'm quoting, the realm of the spirit is broad and roomy, never exclusive. And it doesn't matter what we choose to call that spirit. In the previous 10 steps, we've worked to unblock ourselves from the things that get in the way of us in this higher power. And now this book is teaching us how to connect to this power through prayer and meditation. And it's talking about what we do in the morning. And it's a very open-minded program. I can do it alone in the morning, or I can do it with family members, loved ones, or fellows, or not. It still works. I can do it as part of a formal religious devotion, or I can do it with a set of set prayers that aren't part of any specific religion. And it works. It doesn't matter. And it tells me to open my mind and to see where religious people are right and not be judgmental and self-righteous. And I think it says in the AA 12 and 12 in the part on step 11 that the only way to fail at prayer and meditation is to not do it. And so the book is very open-minded. Love and tolerance is our code, but it's important to remember this is a spiritual program, not a religious program, and it works whether we believe or we don't. We just have to take specific actions and we get the results. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Stephen G. from Canada. Great way to end the meeting. Thank you to everyone who shared. Very powerful meeting. And we're now going to close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Dana P. please read a vision for you? Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
Good morning, Dawn. Good morning, fellows. My name is Dana P. I'm in California. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you love God. Admit your faults, him and your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.